Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. It is a great financial blog. If you're into personal finance, which I think a lot of our listeners are, what a great place to go as a resource.
It is.
We've tried to serve as the credit, finance, and real estate resource for St. Louis. In the surrounding area. We talk to a lot of people that listen to our show all the way down in Farmington,
Illinois,
way over in Illinois. Mm-hmm. A lot of people all the way out. We hear Warrenton and people way out there. St. Charles County, Warren County.
You're so funny.
Well, and look us up on Facebook, too, because we've seen a lot of traffic on there recently. Look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. Hit that like button. So, Tammy, we get a lot of people that come in looking for a loan, and they think, because I always ask them, what do you think your credit score is? And they'll tell me what their credit score is. Sometimes they're a little bit uncertain. And then we run their score, and it's always interesting to see how close the score is when we run it to what they thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
I bet.
And sometimes there's a significant difference and their scores have dropped. And I wanted us to cover the question of why did my credit score drop?
That's right. I think that's a good topic. I think it happens a lot and people don't always know why it drops. That's the big thing. And you mentioned it's been this year about Credit Karma. And that's a service that allows you to monitor your credit score.
Yeah, I paid for quite a few years to a credit monitoring service where I was paying $15 a month, and that service got sold, and eventually I ended up using Credit Karma, and it's free. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're gonna have lots of advertisers on the site, and affiliate links is how they're gonna make their money. It's the only way they're gonna do it free. But I like it. I mean, it's two out of the three bureaus. It gives you a Vantage score instead of the FICO score.
Right.
But Vantage changed their scoring model recently where now, so it's a little close to the FICO scores. It's both of them have 850 as the high score.
Mm-hmm.
So your Vantage score is going to be, it's going to be pretty darn close.
Right.
And these factors that can make your score drop aren't going to vary that much from one, whether it's FICO or Vantage. Both of these are going to affect it relatively the same.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you want to do a brief explanation about FICO real quick and Vantage score, what the differences are?
Well, I don't think we need to get into too much about what the differences are. I think that anytime you're applying for a mortgage, they're going to look at the FICO score.
Right.
Most of the time, car loans are going to look at your FICO score. And I think the Vantage score must be cheaper for companies like Credit Karma to obtain, or they wouldn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't know why they would go ahead and use it. But it's becoming more popular that you do see it on a lot of the credit monitoring sites.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
all right. So, well, let's get into some whys. Because sometimes it's kind of a shock. You think that you're at a 700 and all of a sudden you're at a 640. And why? Why did that happen? So number one is credit utilization. And Doug, you deal with this a lot because mainly it's just an awareness around what the credit utilization makes up. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So credit utilization, and we're going to focus on your revolving accounts. Okay, revolving accounts are credit cards or home equity lines of credit. So anything that's revolving, meaning that you can charge it up, you can pay it down, but you have a certain amount available as a limit and you have certain balances. And the higher your balance compared to the limit, okay, they take your, they just do that division, your balance divided by your credit limit. You want that ratio to be very, very low. The optimum percent is 10%. You want your balance, if your balance is at 10% of the credit limit, that frequently will maximize your scores. Now, it's fine to have a zero balance, but if you have a zero balance for over 6 months, meaning you don't use a card for 6 months, they take it out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
So when they break up your credit score, it's 30% of your credit score comes from credit utilization. So this is really, really important. And what I like about this is the one area that you as a consumer are in control of.
That's right. So if you are like maxed out on your credit cards or anything like that, that there are some solutions. And so can we kind of touch base on those solutions?
Yeah. So if you're maxed out on your credit cards, how do you get out of debt? I mean, that's a whole other segment we could do just on that. But you could use the debt snowball method. You could use the debt avalanche method, a lot of different things. But you're going to have to get budgeted and to be able to get that credit card debt down. Mm-hmm. Once everything's all maxed out, now your ability to maneuver really starts to get minimized.
Right.
If you have some room on credit cards, now all of a sudden you can do some 0% balance transfers. There's several different things you can do. And
tactics.
And if you know that, if you know you have a loan coming up that you're going to need a car loan in a few months, okay, I've done this personally, is you can manipulate your credit scores by 30 or 40 points very quickly. Mm-hmm. And on sites like Credit Karma, you can go on there and play with your balances and see, okay, if I pay the balance down to this, what will it do? It's something I do for clients all the time, is knowing, let's take a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loans as examples. If you don't have at least a 740 credit score, then you don't get the best rates on the market. And every 20 points under that, they penalize the rate. So if we get somebody who's just missing one of those barriers, let's say they're at a, you know, they're at a 718, and we actually have a program we can run for people that we'll tell them, what do we need to do to get the 2 points to get from 718 to 720? Mm-hmm. And what do we need to do to get 22 points to get all the way above 740? And lots of people, will take them during the loan process and get their scores up to make sure that they get the absolute best rate.
I think it's a great program. So let's move on. So number two, payment history. And everybody pretty much knows this, or should know this, that, you know, creditors are trying to judge how likely you are to pay back your debt. And, you know, Doug, this is something that is super important. You have to make your payments on time. This affects your credit score.
It not only affects your score, it's 35% of your score. It's the largest mm-hmm. category is your payment history. Mm-hmm. And it seems simple to just make sure you make all your payments on time. There are times when things happen, you know, there's addresses can be wrong or things like that. And sometimes you can dispute those items, but just making sure you have a good payment history. I've had people where it's a question that they just didn't have enough money to make all the payments. Okay, but if you leave yourself enough liquidity, you can prevent this, and you have to have systems in place on how you handle your personal finances to make sure this doesn't happen.
Right. Turn on bill reminders or set up auto pay, or, you know, even conversing with creditors about that you may be late. Sometimes they'll work with you on not letting that hit your score, but you have to communicate.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the question, why did my credit score drop? So if you've seen your scores drop, we've covered first couple. Now the third one on the list is derogatory marks. Okay, so you're going to experience a major drop in your credit score if you have a derogatory mark, a major derogatory especially. So any kind of tax lien, accounts in collection, bankruptcies, anything that hits a public record or collection is worse than payment history. Because payment history would be if you have a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day late payment. Mm-hmm. Now, these derogatory marks is when it's a collection or late payment. That's part of that 35% of your score for your payment history,
right,
is the derogatory marks. But these are major. This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And the possible solution is really just checking over your credit report. You get a free one you get two a year, right?
Well, if you go to one of the credit monitoring services, you actually can get
watch
them free.
It all the time.
Yeah, you can watch two of the bureaus all the time.
Right. Go ahead.
But you can get a free credit report if you visit. It's annualcreditreport.com,
right,
is actually the site set up by all three of the credit bureaus where it's free. They don't give you your credit score though.
That's
you have
true.
To pay. You have to pay to get your score.
Right. So it's important just to kind of pay attention. And I know a lot of us just want to peek a little bit under the covers to see what's going on, but it's really important to be on top of it. So number four, Doug.
Average age of open credit lines. So the longer you've had your accounts open, the better. 15% of your score comes from the length of time your accounts have been open. So every time you open a new account, it's going to penalize you because now it's lowering that average.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have multiple new accounts open, it really hurts your score.
Right. And you can play with this on Credit Karma. That's the simulator that you were talking about. So you can plug in if you want to close that account, how it'll affect your score, or if you open an account, you can actually see the pros and cons of both. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it frequently will raise your scores to open a new account if you don't have enough revolving credit.
Right.
So it's definitely something to keep in mind is you have to have open revolving credit out there. So keep the average age. Don't close those cards, because when you close a card you've had open for a long time, now that average age goes down.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I tell people to close the card is if it's one that has a high annual fee and you don't want to pay the annual fee.
Right.
I get that.
Right. All right. So number five is total counts. So while this it's not the most important part of the credit score, it's good to have a good mix of everything, of the different types of credit. And so that's where Doug kind of, when he does his debt strategy, kind of helps you look at everything and to see how you're diversified in all of your credit.
Well, and how you maximize your scores with this is a little different than having the best debt strategy, because the credit bureaus like to see a mix of them. Like, they don't want you to just have credit cards. And I'm not going to encourage anybody to go out and take out a car loan, but taking out a car loan will help your credit if you don't have a lot of credit out there. Having a mortgage. When you think about having a mortgage, having a car loan, having credit cards. Now, one thing I'll stress on that is when it comes to the total accounts, the number of revolving accounts open is not necessarily a big deal. It's, you want to have at least two, but you want major credit cards open, like national bank cards, not the department store cards. And also, they'll penalize you for any type of finance company. Okay, those get penalized when they look at the accounts that you have open.
Right. When you're at that checkout line, don't fall for all the offers that they have for you.
Right.
To save 10%.
Save 10% to open up the card.
Right.
That's gonna hurt the age of the account, and it's not the type of account the credit bureaus like.
So the final one we have here is hard credit inquiries. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, hard credit inquiries is anytime you apply for credit, that's a hard inquiry. If you're checking your credit through a Credit Karma, that's called a soft pull or soft inquiry, meaning it does not show up as an inquiry on your credit because you're not applying for credit. But anytime you are applying for credit, whether it's you even going to upgrade, like to finance your phone at the cell carrier, that's going to be a hard inquiry. Your insurance company will frequently be a hard inquiry. You apply for a mortgage, you apply for a car, you apply for a credit card. All those are hard inquiries. And the fewer of those, the better.
They're going to
score you over the last 2 years of how many inquiries you have. So the more often you're out pulling credit, it's 10% of your score comes from inquiries. And the more times your credit's pulled, the higher risk you are.
That's right. So really the name of the game is just to really build your credit knowledge, and don't be afraid to look behind the veil. there might be some things that you're struggling on, but it's always best to keep that eye on the mark and keep that credit health really, really, really good.
Yeah, just build your knowledge about this topic. It's very important. It's going to save you a lot of money. Whether you're interested in it or not, it's one of those things that's a responsibility of adulthood.
That's right.
Is to understand credit enough to make sure that you maximize your scores and minimize the amount of interest you pay because of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see information on this, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the blog post, Why Did My Credit Score Drop? And you'll be able to see all these points that we just talked about. Coming up, we actually are going to have a real estate and mortgage expert in our office, or in the studio, from Corcoran Coaching and Consulting. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Attention those approaching Medicare. Are you overwhelmed with choices? You need the Medicare Man. This is Ryan Raphael. People call me the Medicare Man because that's my specialty. I help people select the right plan to fit their individual needs. Let me guide you through the confusing maze of choices. I represent most plans, and my services are free to you. For the right plan, call the Medicare Man. 314-368-6808. 368-6808.